Matt Jenkins is our guest, and our songwriter spotlight is so great to kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at some of your favorite country songs that you hear on the radio and see how they were born-ed, how they came about. Cop Car with Keith Urban.
Yes, that was mine.
I didn't know that.
That was actually, that one's a special one, man. I was doing the just kind of full-blown songwriting thing and had a few songs die in the 40s and the 50s. And actually, you know, as writers, we're always trying to identify kind of up-and-coming people that we think are talented and going to be big artists before the plane gets off the ground.
Sure.
You can be on it. And so Sam Hunt was in town and obviously gigantic star now, but back then was doing really fresh stuff and just really fresh angles on ideas. And so I guess back in college, he got put in the back of a cop car with a girl for a few minutes or whatever. And so he wanted to write a song called Fell in Love in the Back of a Cop Car. And, you know, you're always looking for fresh ideas or fresh angles on love songs or whatever. And, you know, I'd never heard that angle before. So I'm like, let's do it. And so ended up finishing it and loving it. I knew it was special. And I thought it was getting, you know, it's going to be on Sam. And Sam was kind of working out his record deal at that point. But Keith Urban ended up hearing it and putting it out. And I never had a song on the radio do anything, you know, go past 30 or 40. So this one, he played on the Grammys and went top 10 or whatever. And
so this was supposed to be a Sam Hunt song.
It was. And you know, fortunate for me, you know, it was a Keith Urban hit and on a Sam Hunt record. So, and it's a little more broke down kind of version than Keith's. You know, I don't think they were going for maybe as much of a radio thing. But anyway, so
what's your version like?
Yeah.
Let me play this for you.
We're making you work today.
No, I love it. I love it.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. Sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. I thought, man, ain't this some shh. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy. There was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you go wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. Was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent. You were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Yeah.
That's so great, man. You know, when you look at the songs that you've written, is there a song that you go, man, this one I just love this one. It's my favorite one.
Your favorite baby.
Yeah, your favorite baby.
You know, as far as hits go, you know, obviously you write, sorry, tune in here. You know, you write songs that are songs that you really love. I mean, obviously, I mentioned earlier, when a big hit, Watered Down for Trace Adkins was special, and other ones that are on records. But of hits, probably maybe Song for Another Time, the guys from Old Dominion, Matt Ramsey, Brad Tersey, Trevor Rosen, are great friends, been friends for years. We were writing songs, getting cuts on other artists, and they were started having hits together. And, you know, they couldn't get a record deal for a few years, and they finally did. And so a bunch of those songs that we'd written ended up, you know, on the record or whatever. And so it's just really special to be just those years of like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah. Well, as a songwriter, I would think it's really kind of a fun thing to pay homage to other songs.
It is.
And it's been done a couple of times, but this was a really fresh take where at the end of each chorus, you're saying another sad song. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like that would be difficult, but like kind of a fun exercise. Like, how do we make a chorus out of all old song titles?
You're naming every song that you can think of, and you're kind of writing them all down, and you're kind of piecing it together. And those guys are so great. But for it to go on and be a hit and have a hit with your buddies is you know, anytime you have a hit, it seems so impossible. It's a really special thing. But to have a hit with your buddies is like,
can we hear a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, we both know we're Marina Del Rey. The plane's gonna fly away and you'll be home. By this time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade, but we can't stop. So before singing, I can't make you love me. Let's be brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline, free-falling small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream, paradise city where the grass is green. Pretty soon I'll be so lonesome I could cry, but that's a song for another time. That's a song for another time.
Man, I bet you're great at bonfires.
Like, I would just want you to come to my bonfire and just hang out.
Hey.
I'd be like, Matt, pick up a guitar.
Yeah. Next time you have one, I'll give my number.
Come so forward. Good, man.
Yeah.
You're a great artist, and besides songwriting, you play great and you sound
thank
great.
You, man.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah,
thanks
man.
For dropping
thank you
by.
For having me, man.
Songwriter Spotlight, Matt Jenkins.
Get in touch with the world-famous Big D and Bubba Show. Text or call 1-800-667-8686.